You are listening to the podcast, episode 658.
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Kicking starter was King Size 9 with Look What You've Got from Berlin in Germany. King Size 9 is no longer a secret that Berlin has a lot to offer when it comes to rock. King Size 9 with their very special emo rock are undoubtedly one of them. Since it was founded in March 2005, the band has developed rapidly. While at the beginning they were stylistically similar with different crossovers with punk, the five musicians have now made a name for themselves as an emo rock band, far away from any mainstream music. Their extraordinary rock mix captivates a dynamic and powerful symbiosis. You've got lyrics fat guitar by Casper and Steven, pumping bass by Sergeant Tony, crisp drums by Pimp Danny, that's Pimp Danny, not Pimp Daddy, and melodic vocals by Andy. You can find out more by checking out, are you ready for this? MySpace.com/KingSize9 or find them on Jamendo.
Oh my goodness. Is MySpace even still a thing?
The page loaded.
That's a start. It's a start. Now, I'm getting hints that maybe there was a rude word in that song.
I don't think there was.
And unless I'm misinterpreting what is being said in the chat room at the moment, I don't know. Interesting.
I will look him up, but I do not believe there was any...
There's no lyrics listed in that track on Jamendo.
Is it listed on MySpace?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, welcome to the Bugcast episode 658. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music and absolutely pointless, inane waffle is what we're best at. So strap in and enjoy the ride. In it.
Waha.
Waha. This is The Guest Room with Fire.
Season tonight. Princess Jessica. When I'm being chauffeured around, I love to listen to the podcast with David and Caroline.
You are listening to the podcast.
Daddy, Daddy, it's on. Turn it up.
Okay then, Princess.
Not sure where I'm headed this time around, but I gotta leave this broken town. So I head down south to the land of the free, measure up my life, checking where I'm gonna be. And there she stands with the red coat on, looking so damn cute, with a smile like the sun, with a smile like the sun, with a smile like the sun.
Return for John Worthy with Unconventional. From Nashville in Tennessee, I found him first, then Dave played him, and now I've got him back. And I featured him on this week's Uncharted as well.
Ooh.
And connected with him on social media, and he's very appreciative of the play. You can find out more by checking out facebook.com/JohnWorthyMusic. And just to remind you, that is his As If Nirvana Had a Baby with the Lumineers.
Yes, I remember saying before.
Yes.
And prior to that, we heard The Guest Room with their track Fire. Fire is about searching for what inspires you. Everyone has experienced a time in their lives where they find something that lights a fire inside of them. Discovering a new passion and pursuing it delineates what it truly means to be human. This song shares a piece of our search and final destination. We played their track Bad Days on last week's show, but this was a brand new track taken from their debut album, We're Wax Here. Apparently. They're from San Diego in California. You can find out more over at theguestroommusic.com. Right, let's have a nosy in our chat room and see who is listening. There's an argument going on at the moment about swearies and songs. Have a look in our chat room over at thebugcast.org/live and see who is listening to us live right now.
So we have got Peter Patterson. We have Fat Freddy, Amy Hussey. Me and you, obviously. Yannick, Lainey, that right? Anybody have?
I don't know. You're doing it.
I think that's about right. I'm not in IRC at the moment.
No, there's no one else in IRC other than whom you have already mentioned.
Yes. And the slight argument is Yannick thought there was a sweary in my opening track, so we shall try. Oh, Mark Murphy.
Oh, hello, Mark. Peter said, just call me Peter. Or refer to him as Mint Spider.
Yes.
Might be easier sometimes. I don't know. We shall see. Cool. Awesome stuff. It's always good to have you guys listening to us live. Yeah, it's good to have you here. Next up, this is Mark Wilput with I Used to Wake Up.
I used to wake up in the morning. I used to eat anything sweet. I used to wake up in the morning and forget the life I want to live. I used to run fast in my day job, always afraid of being late, filling my brain with some big thought and forgetting it was all okay. But now I wake up, now I wake up, feeling the light on my face. Now I wake up, yeah, now I wake up, my time is today. Oh, I used to be worried and stressed out, struggling for someone else's goals, always putting myself down to how you are at light so. I used to not look at the sky. I didn't care about a sunny day. Thinking it was just a waste of time, and I used to feel just blue or gray. But now I wake up, now I wake up, feeling the light on my face. Now I wake up, yeah, now I wake up, my time is today. Please don't be in a bad mood. Oh, please don't let it take you. Oh, please, 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 love today. Oh, please, 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 love today. Now I wanna get up, I wanna get up now, I wanna get up, I wanna get up now, I wanna get up, I wanna get up now, I wanna get up, I wanna get up now, I wanna get up, I wanna get up now, I wanna get up, I wanna get up now, I wanna get up, I wanna get up.
Oh, please don't. In a bad mood. Oh, please don't let it take you. Oh, please, 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 love today. Oh, please, 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 love today.
Hello, hello. This is Speedy Guy. You listen to the Butters. Bye bye.
Yeah.
And that was Riverburn with the Hugging Kind from Canada. Country rock songs by Carl Andre, Dano Murray, Michelle Smith, Gord Cumming and John O'Gooch. I've linked to their Jamendo profile because I cannot find any other sites about them, but they do have other tracks available.
Excellent. And before that, you heard Mark Wilput with I Used to Wake Up, a song about forgetting about being a pessimist and deciding to be positive and enjoy life. Mark Wilput, or Marco as he's known, is a composer and producer from Italy, providing music for video makers, corporates and everyone who needs it. He's from Sardinia, and you can find out more about him and his work over at mpmproducer.com. Right. Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
You had a prick.
Yes, I did. You did that on purpose just to
see
how I responded. I had my first COVID jab.
Hey.
So I had it on Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday evening, felt fine. Wednesday morning, felt all right. Wednesday lunchtime, felt a little bit tired. Wednesday afternoon, felt like I was on fire. wasn't feeling well at all. I did have a fever, 38 point something. I was like shivery and hot and bothered. I ached like I'd... Remember when a few weeks ago I said I'd gone out and run and I'd overdone it and all my muscles ached? It felt like that.
Yeah.
But later that evening, I had an early night. Slept mostly all right between Dave snoring and a helicopter in the middle of the night. And then woke up feeling marginally achy and a bit delicate, almost like I'd had a hangover, even though I'd not been drinking. And then as the day progressed, I felt perfectly fine. Although this afternoon, my arm where the injection had feels a bit bruised. But other than that, I don't have the headache. I don't have the fever or anything. So all I'd say is anyone that's worried about it, you may feel crappy, but it's only short-lived. And you know what? It's not going to stop me having the second jab. I just know what to expect now.
Well, fair enough. Well, by all accounts, the second jab is supposed to be less impactful than the first. But I suppose that depends on which jab you have.
Otherwise, you're in trouble. No, it'll be what it'll be.
To be fair, it was fine for me because you slept most of the time. So I got a bit of peace and quiet.
I can say one thing, though, is... when I wasn't feeling well, I watched a film called, and I need to make sure I get this the right way round, Hotel Artemis, starring Jodie Foster as Jodie Foster looking incredibly haggard, so she'd obviously been made to look older. Jeff Goldblum's in it, but not for very long, and Zachary Quinto, and David Bautista, who's in quite a lot of the Marvel films. And it's a dystopian film, kind of followed that. But then when I felt really unwell and I was kind of dozing on and off on the couch, Dave decided to watch an episode of Blindspot. And being half awake and half quiet and hearing the episode without seeing the episode, it was incredibly trippy. Because there were loads of people sounding like they're repeating what had just happened. And it was really weird. But then tonight we've just watched Legion Series 2 for the first time, and I'm like...
Bleh. Yeah. If you think that Mr. Robot is trippy, then, yeah, don't watch Legion. It is so, so off the wall. It is unreal.
Yeah.
So in other news, I mentioned last week that I had purchased an amateur radio. And I have now booked in for the training course that will enable me to go for my foundation amateur radio license, which means I will get a call sign and I can legally actually press the button on the side of that radio that's, I don't know where I put it. Where's it gone? Well, the other room. I can actually press that button and talk to people which would be quite nice because I'm listening to lots of people talking to each other. And I'd love to sort of butt in and say hi, but I'm not allowed to, which is a shame.
You should mention as well the sad passings, Sabine.
Oh, thank you. Right, that's a good point. Because I've already got in here, I was going to mention the passing of Murray Walker, Formula One commentator, but died at the age of 97 this week. But then something that Caroline told me earlier on this week, which probably upset me even more than that, was Sabine Schmidt, who was, I think she was a racing driver in her own right, but she had a short spell on Top Gear, both the, what's his name? Jeremy Clarkson and Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Stints of Top Gear. And she's such a lovely personality. It really, really was. But she's only 51.
Mm.
Only 51 years old. That's absolutely no age, he says, at the age of 48. So, yeah, that was sad to hear as well.
Yeah. I mean, she was on... She wasn't an age, was she?
No, 51, that's what they said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's sad.
It is.
But I believe it was a form of cancer.
It was, yes.
So it wasn't an unexpected.
It may not have been expected, but I don't think anybody expected it to be that quick.
I think the side effect of the pandemic means that people's outlook with cancer, because other people have been, you know, people have been focusing on the pandemic means that has kind of not been on par.
No, absolutely. Oh, no, it says here she was diagnosed with cancer in 2017. And she was famous for, well, basically she was known for her work on the Nürburgring. She won the 24-hour touring car race at Nürburgring twice. In 96 and 97. Queen of the Nürburgring, she was known.
Hmm.
Apparently, she's been around that track more than 20,000 times. That's quite something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, a big loss to the sports world this week with the passing of Sabine Schmitz and Murray Walker. Right, something a little bit different for you now. This is Lorenzo's Music. We have played them a number of times, and they are pretty much known for their experimental work. This track is called I Can Only Miss You.
In this place before, but it was innocent. Shadow, or what is it? Tell me something that I won't forget. Made up my mind that this was it. I can only miss you. I can only miss you.
I can't. Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time, at thebookcast.org.
Yesterday, you said that you were mine.
The Bookcast, baby!
In the dead of night, I search by candlelight. In the darkest day, throw it all away. Once I walked in the sun, now
The Porchlight Prophets with Set My Ship, which
not
is
what
S-H-I-P,
heard.
Just
not
so Yannick heard. Knows yes. That is definitely not a swear.
No, me as well. Me as well.
They're from Pennsylvania. Raw rock played by a duo of musicians who try to keep it real in the messaging and playing. Find out more by checking out facebook.com/Porchlight Prophets.
Keeping it real.
Yeah.
Always. Before that, you heard Lorenzo's Music with their track I Can Only Miss You, a brand new single from them. Only came out, this week, I think, it actually came out. You can find out more over at lorenzosmusic.com. Thank you very much indeed to Tom for letting us know about this. Yeah, awesome. Awesome track. Really enjoyed that. I quite like the... Oh, hello. That wasn't supposed to happen. Let's try that again. That was weird.
Dave, press...
No, I didn't. I didn't. I did nothing wrong. There was a technical hitch with the live stream, and then when I re-established the live stream, it said, oh, let's play a track. So a little bit previous. Yeah, that was... a really sort of retro sounding feel to that track, which I really quite enjoyed. So we have one more track, which I will tell you about in a moment. Just a quick reminder that if you're listening to this before Saturday evening, that tomorrow, Saturday the 20th of March at 6 PM UK time, will be the Podcrawl Jitsi for spring, where basically anybody, and I mean that, anybody can come along and just spend a bit of time with us, bring a bottle or can or whatever it is you want to bring with you. Not obliged to do so, but it'd be great to see you along there, regardless of whether you're bringing a beer or a whiskey or whatever with you. It's a replacement of what we normally do every year around the summertime, where we go up to Glasgow and basically do a pub crawl around some of the pubs of Glasgow. But obviously, because of things being as mad as they currently are, we can't do that. So we determined that having a virtual event of a similar nature, but slightly more times during the course of a year, would be good. And the last two times we've done it, it's been brilliant. So I have no doubt in saying that this one will be as equally as good, if not better.
Can I just say, did you say that the show was a bit on the short side?
Yes.
Because there is a speaky thing you could do.
What's that?
Do you have enough beers left for tomorrow?
I have. Oh, I don't know. Oh, now, this is something I could mention.
Because can I just put the role into this? When I was feverish and half zonked out.
Yes, I was about to mention.
Hearing your
this.
Husband coming in, going into a different room. A big banging noise, loads of smashing noise, and him going ah. Makes you wonder what happens.
Right. So, for those that don't know me, I have a slightly wide posterior, carrying maybe a little bit more weight than I probably should be. And I have this a chest of drawers, plastic chest of drawers, one of the rainbow ones from the Really Useful Box Company. And the top drawer was open slightly. So when I basically bulldozed my way through it to get to my chair, my jeans caught hold of the top drawer that was protruding slightly, as this one still is. Thank you. In doing so, I effectively picked up the drawer unit and started walking with it. Now, that was pressed up fairly cozily to the floor-standing shelf unit that houses my beers. So as I'm kind of stood there, frozen to the spot, with a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 drawer unit attached to my jeans, and hearing glasses and bottles and cans and goodness knows what else hitting the floor. Yes, I might have said the odd rude word.
It wasn't the fact that you said the rude word. It's the fact that it was just so discombobulating hearing it.
Spare a thought for me, because I didn't know what was happening because I was faced away from where the carnage was happening. But... yes, so I managed not to break any glasses, which is quite remarkable in and of itself. But I did, and can I just ask, please, just to have a moment's silence, please, for the two cans of beer that did actually lose their lives during the course of that particular incident. They emptied their contents on the carpet directly beneath where the chest of drawers was. And I'm afraid I had to put them in the bin. The recycling. So it was a sad moment, but I've got over it.
You just can't get the staff.
I'm really lucky because a number of beer bottles, including one of my absolutely prized beer bottles, which will be consumed tomorrow.
Do you know what? You would not have been able to look anybody in the eye if you broke another one of those glasses.
What? The one that's actually right on the edge of the top shelf? I need to rethink my beer storage, maybe moving all the beers to the bottom shelves rather than the middle and having my prized Isle of Harris Brewery glass on the top shelf of this unit. And when I say top shelf, I'm on about just above eye height. That's how high it is.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lesson here. There is a lesson here. Treat beer and beer receptacles and delivery mechanisms with respect.
Yeah.
Simples.
Helps.
So yes, Podcrawl Jitsi tomorrow. tuxjam.otherside.network/podcrawl for all the details of where that will happen. That will be published tomorrow, probably about midday before the event actually starts. Be great to see you there if you can make it. 6 p.m. UK time. Next week, the Bugcast episode 659 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 26th of March at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you want to get in contact with us, let us know what you think about anything we've spoken about this evening or any of the music we've played at any time. Drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org, and of course you can reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. Our username on both of those is TheBugcast.
Yay!
So,
sorry.
Thank you for that vote of confidence. Right, so last track time. This is another outing for Paul Sealing, who we have played before. He's from Romania. With a background in classical music, Paul left at a certain point to... Paul felt at a certain point the need to expand his work into electronic music production, a field more open to experiment and research. A further formation in visual arts, design and architecture made his views more complicated and maybe more eclectic. Now, we have played a good number of Paul Sealing's tracks over the last year, but this was a track taken from his brand new album that was released only this month, entitled Her. Find out more over at facebook.com/Paul Sealing Studio. That's S-E-L-I-N-G, Paul Sealing Studio. So we shall leave you with Paul Sealing and his track, Hearts. And we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
See ya. And see you tomorrow if you're coming to the Podcrawl.
Slamming the door.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.